The Carolina Panthers and New England Patriots are making their final preparations for Sunday's Super Bowl in Houston. New England, led by quarterback Tom Brady, won the NFL championship 2 years ago. Carolina has never before competed in a Super Bowl. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine. He follows the NFL for Morning Edition and says both teams are known for their stingy defense.
This shapes up as a purist's football game, defense against defense. Each team would probably rather stop the other guy from scoring than score a ton of points themselves. Well, both of the coaches were defensive coordinators for the New York Giants years ago. Bill Belichick is the master at defense, and on the Carolina side, John Fox is kind of the star apprentice. As a rule, interestingly, Super Bowls that are played after a two-week hiatus, like this one, are generally won by a large margin, but that's not likely to happen here.
So for those who have not followed the season but are only tuning in to watch the ads, what should they look for if they're bored and want to follow the game?
In their last five games, the Patriots have scored a touchdown the first time they touched the ball, which is an amazing statistic. So if Carolina can put an end to that trend, because Carolina has a great defensive line, and then if Carolina scores first, that'll go a long way toward evening the playing field, so to speak. The longer the game stays close, the better it's going to be for Carolina. On the other side, Carolina's whole game is predicated on being able to run the ball. If New England can stop the Panther running backs at the start, it could be a long day for Carolina.
The Patriots were there a couple of years ago. Does that count for something?
Belichick, the coach, has coached in three previous Super Bowls and won all of them. And Tom Brady has played in one, and he won it with a great last-minute drive. And even more remarkable, this is a great stat, Brady has played in five playoff games, and he's won all five. He's also dating a movie actress, and the president invited him to the State of the Union address, which he attended, I might add, not as a Democrat or a Republican, but, quote, literally and figuratively as a patriot.
What about the other quarterback?
If there's a folk hero waiting in this game, it's Jake Delhomme. He's paid his dues, including the Frankfurt Galaxy and the Amsterdam Admirals of NFL Europe. Now, no one doubts he can pass the football, because he's had a phenomenal year, bringing his team back for last-second dramatic victories. And there have been a lot of Super Bowls won by average quarterbacks who just concentrate on not making mistakes and letting somebody else win the game. The real question here is whether the Patriots can pressure Jake, get him flustered. And if they do, he only has average receivers and he's not particularly mobile, and the odds of his succeeding on the run are not particularly good.
Is anyone outside of Charlotte picking the Panthers?
No, I'm not even sure they're picking them in Charlotte. The Patriots have won 14 games in a row, and in the playoffs so far, and I think this is huge, the Patriots have beaten much better teams to get here than the Panthers did, so they're playing at a much higher level of football. And Belichick, coaching in the playoffs, has been risky and bold, and he's doing a lot of very adventurous things, and he won't be afraid to take chances Sunday, and he may make the difference. So I think we should wish Carolina and John Fox the best of luck, because they are going to need it. I think New England will win by a score of something like 24-13.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Bob. Nice to talk to you.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine and follows the NFL for Morning Edition.